Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We're having a little technical difficulty catching up with Dr. Bob Arnott. We're still working on that, and we hope to have him on the show real soon, maybe in the next few minutes. We'll see how it goes. In the meantime, though, one of the things that that I like to talk about, as you know, on this show, is the importance of small business owners realizing that there's more to their life than just their business. I encourage all of us to make sure that we recognize that. Sometimes we get accused of being workaholics, and maybe you are a workaholic. I refuse to be. I don't like being called a workaholic. I don't like it, but I disagree with people if they say I'm a workaholic just because I work a lot. You know, small business owners, we love our business, and for us, sometimes our businesses, when we're in our business, we are smelling the roses. But a workaholic is someone who forsakes everything else for their business, for their work. When I say everything else, I'm talking about family, friends, relationships, our spirit, our soul, our health. You've met people like that. You've known people like that. You probably attended the funerals of some people like that. You're aware of the divorces that happen. You're aware of the broken relationships with family members because someone got so caught up in their work that they forsook everything else. And that's we can't do that, folks, because one of the reasons why we became small business owners, at least me for myself and for I think most of the small business owners I know, was to try to have some balance in our lives, to be able to attend our children's events in school, to be able to have a little more control over our lives. But what happens sometimes when we get in our businesses, what happens is we get caught up in the business, and it's an easy thing to do. It's a very natural progression, unfortunately. It's a very seductive progression to go from being excited about our business to being addicted to our business. And, I love my work, and I hope you love your work. And I realize that sometimes that especially in the early days, you have to focus on the business. And I know myself, sometimes you're afraid to leave the business. You actually get to the point where you're afraid to leave. You don't want to miss a phone call. You're afraid that even if someone calls and you're not there, that they won't even wait on you to call them back. I know that feeling. I know all about that. And I'm not going to tell you not to have those emotions, and I'm not going to tell you not to stay in the business, because there is a period of time in the business when you're starting your business. There's a period of time where you almost can't help it, but there are things you can do to basically take care of those emotions, to take care of those fears, those concerns, to handle them, and still not forsake the other parts of your life. And some of those solutions are technology. If you want to make sure that you don't miss a phone call, and yet you still want to go to your child's play or recital or ball game or practice, you can still do that, because there is technology that will help you to do that. That's one of the things that's helped me over the years is to be able to take advantage of the technology that allows me to be mobile, that allows me to be able to move around. And so if you'll think about some of the tools that are available, if you'll just stop for a moment, when you get your head so deep into your business and you feel like you just can't turn loose, you can't leave, you might want to think about some of the technology. And when we come back, we'll take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of those things, some of the ways that you can use technology and other capabilities to make sure that you can move around. We're going to talk a little bit more about maybe not being a workaholic, not getting the work done. And we have a lot of work to do, no question about it. But also not being a workaholic so that we lose other things if we gain our business. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
And the light's divine, divine. A slogan, let its shadow stretch and blend on either side.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Dan Fogelberg from the Innocent Age album. That song's called The Nexus. It's a good one, too. Talking about workaholism. Are you a workaholic? Do people think that you are? As I said earlier, just because someone calls you a workaholic doesn't mean that you are. Sometimes people don't really understand what a workaholic is. They think just because you're devoted to your business that makes you a workaholic, and that's not necessarily the case, because you know, you can, as a small business owner, as I think I may have said once before, someone once said to me, "Why don't you stop and smell the roses?" Well, you know, part of my roses are my business. I am smelling my roses when I'm in my business. It's what makes me happy. It's what gives me a great deal of pleasure and a great deal of accomplishment. But the problem is when that is the primary sense of accomplishment, when that's the primary sense of happiness that you get, or maybe the only one, when you're so single-minded about your business that it's where you get all of your fulfillment, all of your happiness. That's where I think when you're in danger of becoming a workaholic. And so let me ask you a few questions. I'm asking myself these questions too. Some of these are going to hurt me a little bit too, folks. Are you gaining weight? Are you losing weight? Either one of those could be an indication that you're spending too much time in your business and you're not eating properly. And depending on what kind of your body type, the kind of physiology you have, you know, you could be gaining weight or losing weight. Is that happening? How long has it been since you did any exercise? Any exercising? How long do you do that on a regular basis? And you know what? I include golf as exercise. I'm gonna include that. Some people might not, but I'm gonna include that. I'm gonna give you credit if you play a little golf or tennis, especially. I'm gonna give you a little credit for that. Walking. How long has it been since you've gone out? Since you went out and just took a long walk? If someone came to you and said, "Let's take off the half day and just go do something," your spouse, your child, a friend, whatever, out of the clear blue. If someone said, "Why don't you let's just take off a half a day. I want to show you something. Let's go for a ride. I want to show you a couple of things. Or let's just go, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Let's just go take a half a day." In the middle of the week. Okay, maybe that particular moment, you had to get a proposal out. You had a couple of things, irons in the fire. You were trying to collect some money from a customer or make a sale or whatever. Maybe at that moment, you couldn't do it. But that's not the question. The question to me is not whether you had some certain circumstances that prevented you from going. But if those circumstances weren't there, if it was a slow day, would you have gone? If you would have gone, then you're not a workaholic. If you wouldn't have gone, regardless, you wouldn't have allowed yourself to leave, to be that spontaneous. If you wouldn't allow yourself to do that, then you might be a workaholic. As maybe I should write a book about that. You might be a workaholic if. But the last time your children had an event, were you there? Was there a good reason? If you weren't, was there a good reason why you weren't there? And I'm not just talking about the games or the recitals, the big events. I'm talking about the practices. You know, your kids expect you to be there when they have the games. But if you show up at a practice, that's a big deal. And so you might want to think about that. I mentioned technology earlier. There was one other thing before I get into technology. How long has it been since you've been to the doctor? How long has it been since you had a physical? How long has it been since you had your cholesterol checked? Or how long has it been since you had, your cardiovascular checked? And how long has it been since you've had those kinds of things checked out, especially if you're in your 40s and 50s? You need to make sure you get those things done. If you a lot of times small business owners don't do those things for two reasons. Number one, it costs money. And as you know, many of us are watching our pennies to make sure we can capitalize our business. Number two, it takes time. And there's actually, I guess, a third thing. Sometimes we're afraid of what we might find. And you know what? That's like a death wish when we do that. I want to get back in. I want to get back to technology. In today's world, with the technology that's available, there's no reason why you can't be wherever you want to be and conduct most businesses, because there are devices now that will allow you to be available. They fill the role of a pager. They fill a role of a telephone. They fill the role of an email capability, email machine. You can actually surf the internet on these things, and they're not that expensive. And if they give you free mobility, if they give you the ability to move around, to be wherever you need to be, if you're waiting on an email to come in from a customer, or you're waiting on a very important phone call to come in, and you don't have to be at your desk to receive it and to respond at your desk, then that means you could be somewhere else. And if you haven't looked, if you have the opportunity in your life to be with someone that you care about at a time that's important to them, and your business is complicating that a little bit, you might want to look into some of these things. I personally have a BlackBerry. There are other devices out there, but my BlackBerry is the most productive tool that I've ever had in my life. So think about using technology to avoid being called, with cause, a workaholic. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm sorry about Dr. Bob Arnott. He was supposed to be with us, and he's pretty darn reliable. In the past, he has been, and so I don't know what happened. We'll work that out another time. But I do want to talk about some of the things that I wanted to talk to him about. I want to connect this to the workaholic thing that we talked about earlier. In his book, in chapter 2, his book's called 7 Steps to Stop a Heart Attack, he talks about what are the symptoms of a heart attack. And I wanted to go through a few of these and just read them off to you a little bit and make a couple of comments about them, because I think these are things that you know, if we can talk to one person today and stop a heart attack, it'd be worth my time. One of the symptoms, the first symptoms he identifies, is indigestion. He says indigestion is the most confusing complaint, and he says the number of men and women who have gone to their graves believing they just ate something that didn't agree with them is legion. And so, you know, small business owners, sometimes we rush through lunch to we grab a quick sandwich on the run or maybe nothing. And the anxiety and the stress of being in business, sometimes that gives us indigestion. And so some of these symptoms that we're going to talk about are symptoms that you can get just from being a small business owner. Never mind that you might have a heart problem. So I guess the thing to make sure that you recognize, I think what Dr. Bob would tell us if he were here, is there any change in your indigestion? If you have indigestion, and if you take something for it, if it doesn't go away, maybe that's something that you need to have checked out. Another symptom is, and I love this one. I didn't realize this one, folks. I'm just reading what he says here. It says impending doom. Here's what he says. Classic heart attack victims do not drop in horror, clutching the chest the way we see in movies. They often sit quietly with a frightening feeling of impending doom. Apparently, a couple of days or so before a heart attack happens, this sensation comes over you. Well, small business owners, as you know, we often have a feeling of impending doom, don't we? And it has nothing to do with our heart. So I'm gonna when Dr. Bob comes back on the show, I'm gonna ask him, how do we differentiate between, and I'm not making fun of this, folks, but you know what I'm talking about. If you're a small business owner, you know what I mean. We have this feeling, especially the Thursday night before payroll Friday. That's when we often have the greatest sense of impending doom. And so anyway, that's something to think about. If you haven't been having a feeling of impending doom and you're starting to feel that way, you probably ought to get something checked out. And of course, one of the things that Dr. Bob talks about is do it now. If you feel this, if you're having a feeling that is unusual, if you're having a feeling that's bothering you, that's some kind of one of these symptoms, you know, go ahead and get it checked out. It doesn't take a lot to just walk into an emergency room and say, you know what, I'm not quite sure. I have a lot of friends who did that. They noticed the signs. These are healthy, previously healthy people. They noticed the signs and they went into a nursing home, into an emergency room, and it turns out that they were either about to or were having a heart attack, and it saved their lives. Here's another one that's a little bit of a confusing one for small business owners: fatigue. If you're having quite a bit of fatigue, now what you and I have to do is differentiate between fatigue that could be caused by a heart attack, impending heart attack, and just being tired, just being exhausted. We need to learn the difference between being exhausted and having fatigue. And there is a difference. I think I could tell the difference. And if you've been, I think if you know your body, you can probably can too. So fatigue is another one. Obviously the chest sensation thing, that's a biggie. And if you're having that, someone told me that they felt like an elephant was standing on their chest, obviously that's a pretty significant sign. If you have those kinds of things, another one is lightheadedness. If you're feeling lightheadedness, that might be a symptom. Another one is shortness of breath. This is another example. And also, if I could say something, and I know this is going to be a little preachy, but if you smoke, try to stop. Somehow, try to stop. Smoking is, I don't have to tell you about smoking. Please stop smoking if you can. Do your best to do that. You'll start getting healthier immediately. I got to go for this hour. I appreciate you letting me share some of my ideas about not being a workaholic, how to make sure that you stay healthier, as you have the maximum opportunity to be successful and you stay healthy long enough to enjoy that. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you know this program is for you. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.